Good morning and welcome to Insiders with me, Brian Thomas, and Lucky Pires here on www.goforgold. I'm sorry, I'm starting off with some somber news. It was very depressing to see that a young cricketer, just 17 years of age, mind you, Ben Austin from Melbourne, died tragic circumstances while practicing in the nets. Now, the ball stuck his neck, very similar to what happened to Phil Hughes 2 years back. Now, the big question is, was he wearing the correct protective gear? So here on www.goforgold, we are advising all youngsters, whatever academy you attend, please make 100% sure that cricket is not an easy game, right? It is played with a hard ball and you have to have the correct protecting gear. I keep telling this to parents who send their children to different academies when they call me for some advice. I always tell them, ensure the child has correct protective gear. In this case, I wonder whether little Ben had a covering near his neck, because that's the latest design that's been given by the ICC for helmets. So while we convey our condolences to the Atkins family, we are very sad that this had to happen, because it's a child, just 17 years old. So please, all you youngsters, make 100% sure about your protective gear. Right, now let's dive straight into cricket. Wonderful performance by India. They storm into the finals, beating Australia by 5 wickets. Australia, winning the toss, electing to bat first, made 338 and were bowled out in 49.5 overs, practically with one ball to spare. They have to blame themselves for it, because some of the wickets were thrown away. Forbia Lynchfield made 119 in 93 deliveries with 17 boundaries and 3 huge sixes. But then, the way she got herself bowled, playing an unwanted stroke, did cause Australia a few problems for reaching to around 380 that they should have targeted. Elissa Perry, 77, Ash Gardner, 63. Well, they all got among the runs. Ash Gardner was ultimately run out. Elissa Perry cleaned up, her timber disturbed, trying to cut a ball in line with the off stump of Radha and the left arm orthodox spinner from India. And I think, in hindsight, Australia sadly missed a huge trick. They could have got up to 380, but 338 for 10 on these Indian wickets, is actually a par score. Right, now then, we'll have full details for you, that's for sure, on our script this morning. Ensure you read it. Charani for India took 2 for 48, and Deepthi Sharma, the regular wicket taker, was very expensive, 2 for 73, and little Amjad Kaur, 1 for 51. India were absolutely fascinating. They got to the target with 7 balls to spare. And the leader behind the chase was none other than Jemima Rodrigues, who made an excellent 127. Hamrit Kaur, the captain, 89. And that big partnership for the third wicket, over 150 runs, is a record for India against the mighty Aussies. So Aussies are out of the finals of the 2025 Women's World Cup after being champions on 7 occasions. What a pity. Right, we'll have all the details in store for you on our script. Kim Garth, 2 for 48, and Annabel Sutherland was absolutely disappointing with the bat. And she also went for a lot of runs, 2 for 69. And I reckon even Ash Gardner and Alina King did not get among the wickets. And it was appalling to see the way that Australians dropped catches. We'll bring you all that news for you on our script. Right, here's more news. Let's face it, there are 2 junior under 14 tennis players who are qualified for the ATP semi-finals at Grand Pass. 2 girls, Netul Natumara and Naya Bengali. What an excellent effort by these 2 young tennis players to qualify for an ATP semi-final. The 2 girls Netuli and Naya qualify, while Nilesh Brahan, a boy, also qualified for the under 14 semi-final championship. On to golf, we have Rashan Algama. He's among 10 of the top golfers in the Asian Championship. More details on that on our podcast tomorrow. Rashan Algama, a star in the making in terms of golf here in Sri Lanka. Last but not the least, before I wind up, we extend a warm welcome to the Malaysian national team, who are here to play 5 T20 games. And the first one gets underway tomorrow at the SSC. On behalf of Sri Lanka Cricket, I'd like to invite all of you to go and witness some of our young talent in this game. And just one more thing. Today, India play against Australia in the second T20 in the men's version in Australia. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peris. I know it's been a long podcast. Thank you for joining us. Look forward to your company again tomorrow. But don't forget to read our script. Bye for now.